From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Tunisia's prime minister says a provisional coalition government will be announced by tomorrow. The country's autocratic president fled after weeks of protests. From the capital, Eleanor Beardsley reports many Tunisians say they're focusing on the future.
Tunisia has been under a state of emergency since Friday, with public gatherings banned and a strict dusk-to-dawn curfew in force. But Sunday, there were more people out on the streets and they looked more relaxed. Many spoke to journalists without fear, like 30-year-old Ben Youssef Outman. We're very proud to be Tunisians today, he says. We carried out a real putsch by the people and the whole world is watching us. After taking over from the ousted president Ben Ali on Saturday, interim president Foued Mabaza said that all Tunisians, without exception, would now be able to take part in national politics. But later in the day, gunshots rang out and shattered the sense of calm. Sporadic violence continues as the country waits to see what happens next. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
Pakistani police say an explosion tore through a minibus in the northwest part of the country today, killing at least 10 people. It is unclear whether the blast came from a bomb or gas cylinder that powered the vehicle. The bus was completely destroyed. It was traveling near Pakistan's lawless tribal region of Kohat, where Islamist militants are known to carry out attacks on civilians and security forces. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords continues to recover from the gunshot wound to the head she suffered 9 days ago in Tucson. NPR's Ted Robbins says doctors have upgraded her condition.
Doctors for Congresswoman Giffords have upgraded her condition from critical to serious now that she's no longer on a ventilator. The breathing apparatus was removed over the weekend, and she is breathing on her own. Surgeons did perform a tracheotomy and inserted a tube to keep her lungs and airway clear. They also put in a feeding tube to provide nutrition. Three other patients from the mass shooting January 8th remain at the same hospital. In all, six people were killed and 13 wounded when a gunman, now in custody, opened fire while Giffords was meeting constituents in front of a grocery store. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Jean-Claude Duvalier is back in Haiti as the country grapples with its months-long effort to rebuild after last year's devastating earthquake. The former dictator returned Sunday evening on an Air France plane, catching observers by surprise. Supporters greeted him at the airport with hugs. Duvalier was a brutal dictator forced into exile 25 years ago after the Haitian people rose up and threw him out of office. The NFL divisional games are in place. The New York Jets will be in Pittsburgh next week in the American Football Conference division. The Jets beat the New England Patriots 28-21 Sunday. Pittsburgh shut out the Ravens yesterday. In the NFC, the Green Bay Packers square off against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field next week for the championship game. This is NPR News. In Brazil, more than 600 people have died in mudslides that officials say have buried several mountain communities outside Rio de Janeiro. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports that the death toll is steadily rising as rescue crews dig and discover more bodies.
The heaviest rains in years have devastated hillside slums north of Rio, washing away homes and making it hard for rescue crews to find the dead or help the living. Hundreds of military personnel and health authorities have been deployed, and a break in the rain allowed helicopters to reach some zones that had been cut off for days. But many residents say they're alone, and the young and strong in some communities are the ones making the journey to bring back food. The disaster has been a test for Brazil's new president, Dilma Rousseff, who's pledged to improve the lives of those who live in the country's hillside slums. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
And the Golden Globe goes to Social Network.
That's actor Michael Douglas announcing Best Movie Drama at the Golden Globes. Sunday night, the film about the social networking site Facebook won Best Director for David Fincher and Best Screenplay for writer Aaron Sorkin, making it a front runner in the Oscars. British actor Colin Firth won Best Actor in a film drama for his role as a stuttering King George VI in The King's Speech. Christian Bale won Best Supporting Actor for his role in The Fighter.
It takes such obsession. It takes such an amount of time. That if your family's not absolutely loving and behind you and supporting you, it just becomes impossible to do, you know? So I just appreciate my family no end, my wife and my daughter.
Natalie Portman won Best Actress for her performance in The Black Swan. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.
Support.